Apologies.
Apologies from Councillors Beattie, Bennett, Devinck, Montgomery and Rosie.
And the order of business?
Order of business is as published.
Any declarations of interest? No. Move on to item 4, minutes of the meeting of 21st of October for approval. Are there any comments? Approved. Item 5, decision notices 5A, 5B and 5C. Which takes on to item 6. Notice of review request considered for the first time. Report by Peter.
Thank you, Chairman. This report relates to a review submitted regarding the change of use of a domestic garage and storeroom to a single dwelling house at land at 12A Stobhill Road, Gore Bridge. The required internal and external alterations to change the use of the building have already taken place. A plan and application for the proposed works was refused on the 14th of August 2014. A copy of the decision notice and the officer's report is contained in today's papers along with the applicant's review statement. A local review body carried out a site visit yesterday on the 24th of November. The review is to proceed by way of written submissions in accordance with set procedures. Following the decision of the local review body, a decision notice will be issued through the chair and made available on the case file.
Does anybody want to speak? Derek?
Yeah, Chair, thank you. Having read the paperwork and been on a site visit yesterday, on this occasion, I'm afraid I agree with the planners, and I would move that we uphold the decision to from the planners to reject this.
Anyone speak against it? No? It's carried.
Yeah, just to confirm then, Chairman, that's to refuse planning permission for the change of use.
That takes on to item 6B.
Sorry, Chair, before we move, is there any need for us to say anything about enforcement notice or action to be taken following this?
Yeah, sorry, Chair. The report makes reference to the fact that because of the application's retrospective, there are some works that have already taken place. On the back of the local review body decision, we'll approach the applicant with not just regard the decision, but to advise that the unauthorised works would need to be reverted and the use as a dwelling house ceased. Hopefully we can agree a timetable with the applicants, but if that isn't forthcoming, then we would issue a formal enforcement notice to regularise the use and to change the works that have already taken place.
Item 6B, notes of review. Peter, to speak on it.
Chairman, this is the report relates to the review submitted regarding the erection of a two-storey extension at 19 Robert Smiley Avenue in Mayfield. The proposed development comprises a 5.7 metre wide and 3.5 metre deep two-storey extension with a hipped roof, reducing to a single storey measuring 1.1 metre wide and 3.5 metres deep near to the boundary with number 20 Robert Smiley Avenue. The overall height of the extension is 7.2 metres, with a single-storey component being 3.9 metres. The extension is shown as being 0.1 metres off the boundary with the rear garden of the neighbouring property. A plan and application for proposed works was refused on the 18th of September 2014. A copy of the decision notice in the officer's report is contained in today's papers, along with the applicant's review statement. Again, the local review body visited the site yesterday, and the review is to proceed by written submissions. And following today's decision, a decision notice will be issued and made available on the case file.
Russell?
Thanks, Chairman. I mean, I have to say that when we were out there and you know, and the
the planning manager had the board with him, and we looked at things. He got his measuring tape out, etc., etc. And I mean, the extension itself looks okay, but then bearing in mind that the house in a group of three is at the top of that hill, and there's a, you know, it means that not only is it, it's not as if it's done on a flat line. It just seems to me that although the extension looks fine by normal standards, when you've got added to it the incline, then the impact on not just the one house next door, but the other house, I think's in the balance. I really do. And I mean, I know that, you know, the actual form of the extension is all right, but I'm just, that the bit that concerns me is how that is going to look to the, not just the adjoining neighbour, but the one down there as well, because it's going to have quite an impact on that particular corner. But I'd just like, I know, I'm 6 2/3, I have to say, you know, in some ways I think the extension looks all right, and then, but looking at the impact, I have to say I'm just a bit concerned. But I'd like to hear from other colleagues that were on the visit yesterday and how they think, because as I say, I'm kind of trying to look both ways, which is unusual.
Okay, Bob. I'm trying to agree with Russell on this one. The thing that puts me against it is it's where the light is coming from, and it would involve a massive amount of shading and very little light getting further down there, and that's what I think accentuates the points that Councillor Emery has been making.
Yeah, Chairman, again, well, I'm always sympathetic and would love to just say, yeah, get ahead with this. Because some people are struggling to sell houses and buy bigger ones and what they're needing. I'm going to say that I have to again agree with the conclusions that have been reached by the planning officers on this occasion. When you had a look at it, it's a very large extension. It's a very dominant extension on the house next door. The house next door lying at a slightly lower level. And also, if you take that giant step back and look overall, if another half a dozen people in that area came in with that size of extensions, you would have a sort of dominant effect a building with very little garden space all over there. So for that reason, I'll be supporting the officer's recommendation that was to refuse.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's more a question that I think, Peter, you mentioned yesterday that the neighbour hadn't formally objected but had raised some concerns or comments. Can you give a bit more detail on that?
Yes, Chairman. The neighbour did write to us to raise concerns about the overbearing impact. I think they were just carefully not using the word object because they didn't want to upset or fall out with the neighbour, but they've expressed their concerns to the council that the scale of it would impact on their enjoyment of their own property. It's partly because the way the houses are configured, when you step over the other side of the fence, it's their living room, so it's their primary window. It's not like it's their kitchen or a hallway there. It's their actual living room. So I think, to be perfectly honest with you, they've sort of objected but just not used that word, and it's just delicate sort of politics with the neighbour, really.
I suspect this guy's got an extra child or something. I had that feeling that he wanted her in her bedroom. But if we were to say to him, if he'd build a smaller extension, would that be acceptable to the committee? Or even suggest it?
Chair, I'm not actually sure we would have the authority to say. I mean, it might be that planners might want to go back to them, say to them, but I would be surprised if they've not already done so. I think we are sort of stuck here in a position to either uphold or dismiss, and unfortunately I'm going to move that we dismiss the appeal and we support the planners on this occasion.
Okay, that's decisions carried.